This goes to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Fax 989-668-0423 regarding Michael. Last name is Spray, S like Sam, P-R-A-Y. Date of birth 9-14 of 1948. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Spray with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, history of left nephrectomy, and hypertension. His last visit was April 10th of this year. His weight is unchanged, and he's been feeling well. He has been having some neck pain, and he's gone to physical therapy with some relief in the stiffness and pain. And he's being referred to a specialist in Lansing for further evaluation soon. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, no blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Changes in his cardiac status. He has had an echocardiogram done within the last 6 months that is for his evaluation of heart murmur, and that is stable according to the cardiologist. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily in addition to his other routine medications. Physical exam. Weight is 234 pounds. Pulse is 50, oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 82. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a grade 2 over 6 murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 5th, 2023. Hemoglobin 14.4, white count is 3.9, platelets are normal. Sodium is 139, potassium is 3.4, previous level was 3.6. Carbon dioxide 24. Creatinine is 1.27 with estimated GFR of 59, calcium 9.31, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.1, intact parathyroid hormone is 100.2. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and slight improvement. We will continue to monitor labs every 6 months. 2, history of left nephrectomy. 3, hypertension. We will ask the patient to come back for a follow-up visit in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.